Rob, thanks for your time, and it's a bit over a week since all the drama's unfolded, and we thank you for being part of the 5AA family too. Has it got any easier? I mean, you're moving on, you're starting to move on now, and you're getting through the processes. From the club's point of view and your point of view, overseeing the club, are things... Oh, well, I don't know what the word is, trying to get back into some sort of normality, yeah. Perhaps.
I think I know what you're trying to say. We're starting to think a little bit more logically than perhaps what we were 6 or 7 days ago. We're in the zone. I know the players are, just caught the bus in with them. You know, I think the underlying sort of message from them, Bix, was I just want to get out there and play. Everyone put their hand up to be selected, no changes. They're really ready to go. So I don't think it's going to get easy for a long, long time, but, you know, we're certainly moving on. We've got a big week next week, of course. Mm. Our first home game, which will be a great opportunity for our fans to come to Adelaide Oval and pay respects and watch their team play. So that's the week after. So I think we've got a few heavier weeks to come. They're in front of us. But we're a good club and we're well organised. We've got a lot of resource in place to make sure we do get through.
We fly as one. That is a great quote for this year, and they're living that. I had the goggles on and I noticed Brad Crouch is here. I know Rory Sloane's here. I know Matty Yench is here. The players that didn't and that are injured that didn't play in the SANFL, they're here with family members as well. And I think that was great.
Yeah. You know, this whole week, we even go back to first day. We just knew it was important to stick together. And we did that throughout the day. You know, ended up at my place for a couple of drinks and a bit of pizza, and that was important. Next day we trained progressively this week. You know, the guys have, you know, gone about it in their own way. Today, though, those injured players are here. They wanted to be here, and I think it's right.
That's great.
We've got a corporate jet that has flown over. All of the parents, partners, they're here. They'll be here to watch the game and provide support post-game, which I think is going to be the tough part, Roey, after the game. You know, you're going to be exhausted. You know, you've carried a bit mentally this week. Walking into the change rooms might be a bit tough. But it is good to have them here. I know it's important.
Rob, the footy community's been outstanding. Everyone's come as one. You've just been to a West Coast function, and no doubt they're feeling hurt just like everyone else. What was the mood and the theme at the function?
Yeah, it's consistent. You know, Alan Kranzberg, their chairman, you know, literally the day after, he sends me, you know, a one-pager, and it's, Chappie, whatever our club can do this week to make your life that little bit easier as you travel to play us, let me know. Same from Port Adelaide. You know, we've been speaking with Keith every day. He's a champion. You know, I reckon most of the Crows fans were probably barracking for Port the other night.
No doubt.
And I'd like to think there'll be a few barracking for us today. So you're right, David. This industry, you heard me say it, day one, is fantastic. If you're going to have a tragedy like we've just witnessed and been part of, you want to be in a football environment.
Yeah, you're confident, Rob, that you've been able to organise your football department. You've got a great get in John Worsfall, but you've got other people in place that have now stepped up to fill the void that Campo has left. You're really happy with how that's looking?
We are, Bix. We made the decision, or at least we thought, to make as minimal change as necessary would be the best way to go. So everyone's just sort of stepping up, but doing the same job. Campo obviously having to step up. He'll probably be the key communicator, you know, during the breaks and just prior to running out. But, you know, him and Clarkey will still do midfield. And John Worsfold is there as, you know, that sage, wise, you know, veteran of the industry to just be there. And I had dinner with him Thursday night, and exudes confidence. So I am confident, Bix, we've got it as right as we can.
Great. How important is winning today?
It's always important, and these guys are coming here to play to win. So you're never, ever confident in this day and age of football, but we are here to win the game. Had a look at the betting beforehand, or someone told me, you know, we're drifting. I can't see any evidence
never worry
to suggest
about the betting.
why we are. We're here to win. Make no mistake about that.
I know you've got to go shortly, but just give us a snapshot of the players and... obviously, the biggest thing that's ever hit them to hear the news, but as you've seen the week unfold, and as we said, we go through different stages, seeing them now starting you know, get back on the track and enjoy themselves and do the thing they love, that's play footy.
Yeah, I mean, there is a mourning cycle or process, you know, it's reasonably well documented, and I have witnessed that with the players. You know, you go through that initial shock and disbelief,
yeah,
to then mourn and then grieve, and, you know, there's tears and emotion. And but as I said yesterday, we've been here for 36 hours. It's a long time to wait for a game of footy. But there's a bit of steeliness there, Rowie. There's a bit of resolve. I'm witnessing that, you know. There is a bit of laughter and, you know, Bix, you've been in there beforehand, you know how it is, and it feels right. So I guess we'll see in an hour and 30 minutes.
Rob, have you had a chance to think a little bit? Down at Amy Stadium, there's an enormous amount of floral tributes as well as other bits and pieces. What's going to happen with that? I'm understanding there's, you know, a bit of weather around and all that sort of stuff. How do we make sure that that is looked after correctly?
Yeah, so good question, Bix. It is amazing. My wife took our youngest son down there yesterday to have a look at it, and I know he was really pleased just to witness it and to see it. We're actually going to be moving it on Monday, so we've let or are letting people know that that's what we're doing. There's a lot of flowers down there. We're going to get all of that, and we're going to keep it, mulch it, and I think we're going to plant a tree in commemoration of
Phil.
Yeah, last one, Rob. You got the grand organised last week. 20,000 people turn up. Fantastic. We just had another thought. Being a Port Adelaide home game, the showdown, could they get a couple of big screens at Elder Park? And just judging by our callers and reaction, the Crows fans will get a chance
and Port,
to... And Port, any footy fans. But here, the atmosphere, you can't get a seat, but you may across the river.
Yeah, so good question. Our Premier, Treasurer, they've been terrific too. They said, Chappie, anything we can do, and I think we called in the favour. We're going to put up some big screens. We're going to do that just across on the other side of the Torrens.
Beautiful.
And, fantastic. It's going to be big. I think I said to him, it might cost you a little bit of money, Premier. And he said, no worries.
You've got thousands there.
I don't think he knows that we're going to have tens of thousands there.
Yeah.
So,
fabulous.
But they've been very generous, and we're going to do that for our fans on that day. And we're going to make it really special. And you watch that crowd morph together. I'm predicting that. The Port and the Crows players pre- and post-game. I'm looking forward to
fabulous.
It.
Fabulous. Yeah. All the best, Rob.
Well,
I know you're busy. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, fellas.
Well, there you go, Bix. It's already...
I told you there were wiser men than me around the place thinking about that already, and as always, they're a step ahead. So that is great news. That's going to be going ahead. And that,
tens of thousands.
Like you said, football fans, doesn't matter what club you follow, whether it's Port, whether it's Crows, whether it's any other club in the AFL, if you want to go along and be part of something of what's going to be a special weekend in South Australian football, respect, you can actually do it as one.
OK,